Hello, it's AFQ Football. It's John Givens hosting. Hello to everyone. And I am joined by Carl Kopak, by Leanne Prescott, by Martin Fitzgerald, by Paddy Fitzsimmons, and still on Andy Hickman, who's just left, but I hope he's coming back. She was definitely here, so maybe she just pressed the button. I'm sure she'd get involved. Yes, she is coming back into the room, but we'll do it seamlessly. You've been getting your questions in, and we are very grateful for you for doing that. I asked people to lay off the transfer deadline stuff, because we're recording this on the Monday, but it's going out on the Tuesday, so we just asked people to do that, and you complied, so very good of you. But in terms of what you did go for, quite a bit on last night, I don't think is too much of a surprise. We'll go through a few of those, but the one I wanted to start on I now can't find, which is professional as ever. Here we go. How do you get over the bad results? So there we are. So what is your tactics for getting over a bad result? I will start with you, Leanne Prescott.
So in terms of last night, I'm not going to lie, it was so bad that I started laughing. That's usually stage one. Stage two, get a beer. Stage three, probably end up on something a bit stronger. And then just avoid the game, pretend it's never happened. That was my strategy at Watford away last season. Just pretend it never happened. I'm probably the worst person you could ask to start with, because I just usually drink my sorrows away.
I mean, I don't think you're alone in that necessarily. I do apologise if you are still trying to pretend it never happened, and then I'm putting you on a football podcast. Probably doesn't help, but I don't be drinking is alone.